Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gellner. Women are being called to lead with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each week, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey. Hello, my extraordinary women friends. I'm bringing back my end of year planning retreat on December 20th, something I did in my business for many years, although it's been many years since I've done it. And this year, I just felt called. The time was right. It feels like an important time in our world to come home to ourselves in love first, in love with our hearts, in love with ourselves, in love with the work that's around us. And I was just listening to Daniel Laporte talk about how important it is to start with love, to lead with love, to wake up every morning connected to our heart with love. There's so much noise in the world, and it's so easy to get sucked into all the happenings. And if we let this lead us into our days and our weeks and our months, we start to vibrate on a much lower frequency. It's really inevitable. And we have this choice in how we want to show up. That's why I love Daniel's message, and that's why I was feeling particularly called to do my year-end planning retreat this year, to listen first with our heart and our soul, and then put action into strategy. I've always loved year-end planning in my business, in my former corporate days, in my clients' businesses. If you want to join us, it's going to be December 20th in this 90-minute soul plus strategy planning for 2023 online retreat. You're going to do some inner wisdom work, listening to your heart and soul, and you'll learn some new business strategies to really amplify and simplify your business success and impact. I will put the link to register for this event in the show notes, or you can go to https://bit.ly/soulstrategy2023. It will also be easy to find this on any of my socials. And if you tune into this after December 20th, simply reach out to me at cami@camigellner.com, and I'll be happy to share a recording with you. It's, you know, if you're wanting to do your planning at the end of the year, just let me know and I will share this tool. It's the same tool that I use in my own business for many, many years. And so I think it's a great way to go both on the inside and then also on the outside, the soul plus the strategy. So it's a nice mix. One of the things that's been top of mind for me recently are the concepts of creating time prosperity and wealth prosperity in my business and life. I've been helping my clients in my Scale, Grow, and Impact Platinum Mastermind create these building block foundations that expands their capacity to scale their revenue, their impact, and their time. And I love what's happening in their businesses. And I want to share how I built this into my own business and how my clients are following in the same pathway. It's super cool for me. So several years back, I had a full one-on-one client schedule, coaching about 5 clients a day, multiple days a week. It was exhausting. By the 4th or 5th client of that day, I would begin to run out of steam. And frankly, they probably weren't getting the best of me by the end of that day. Generally, a lot, about 15 minutes between my hour-long calls, but sometimes things would happen and I would literally be getting off one meeting to jump onto another. I often skipped lunch or I forgot about it altogether. And yeah, there was those 2-minute bathroom runs. Have you ever had to do that where you just have to like, oh, I got to hurry before I jump onto the next call? And it's not good for us. There's all this rush between different meetings. And then I'd have to fit in all the marketing and admin work. My team wasn't fully developed yet. And what team I did have, I was often the bottleneck in getting things out the door and getting things done. We were all at total capacity, especially me. And our revenue levels were capped as well. So that was kind of the situation I found myself in years ago. Luckily, I had good coaching support around me to start to shift my business model, to scale my work, to help scale how I serve my clients, and to scale my revenue. It was a bit of a messy road to transition my business, but there are others who have gone that road before me. So I was able to learn the business models and the approaches and apply those into my business. And that's where great teachers come in handy. And it was even more messy, however, to break the patterns of always, always doing, and rushing between one task and another. On last week's episode with Chris Ward, she called herself a former rushaholic, and I so completely resonated with that. I've been rushing a good portion of my life. I had to find my way out of being a rushaholic. As a single mom, I was always rushing to get my son ready for school, to drop him off at school in the morning, to rush to the office, to rush between all the meetings, to rush to pick him up before daycare closed, to rush to cook dinner, to rush to get him to bed in time. Oh, and at some point, night school was a part of that. And as he grew up, the rushing always continued, even after he went to college. I just applied it in a whole new set of tasks at my VP job, into being an entrepreneur. I was really good at moving between one thing to another and doing, and just, I really considered it a badge, right? This badge of busy. And that's just so unhealthy. I always felt that there was time scarcity. I'm guessing you know the energy of this. And going back to Daniel Laporte's work, it's pretty hard to start a day with love when this energy that we're moving in each day, and it's pretty hard to resonate in high vibration in our business if we're moving in the world of time scarcity. So as my business shifted into a more of a scalability model, I literally had to learn to slow down. I suddenly have more space, but I had to learn to slow down. I started to create space for morning rituals. I got better at creating boundaries for the energy of me, seeing only 1 to 2 clients in a week instead of 5 in a day. In addition to the group programming, I made CEO and thought leadership space for me to create. We can't be the best in our businesses if we don't make space for ourselves to think, to be able to really go bigger. I learned to breathe. And most importantly, I learned to recognize when I would start to fall back into old patterns, because I definitely could and did do that. And in all of this journey, I grew more deeply as a CEO and as a human. Shifting from time scarcity to time prosperity has been perhaps one of my biggest life lessons. I recently did an experiment on a day when I was traveling to Toronto in an airport. Yep, a good test for sure, especially in Denver International Airport, where it has had its fair share of TSA woes as of late. I had traveled a month before that to Seattle, and I knew to expect long lines and delays in getting through security. And I declared as I left in the wee hours of the morning that day to go to Toronto, that it was going to be different, that I was going to bring more time prosperity into how I traveled that day. So I left plenty early, so there was no worry about any impending travel problems as I drove through Denver. I drove down the dark foothills canyon under the moonlight, and I played chill music, and it was beautiful, and I was in awe how the moonlight danced against the canyon walls in those early pre-dawn hours. And I just slowed down to even notice, to be aware of what I was in, the beauty that was right there. And as I arrived at the airport, I chose to park close in so I could stroll through the parking lot because I had ample time. I used my clear pass to shorten the lines, and I arrived at the gates with plenty of time to sit and to breathe. And the rest of the day unfolded in perfect timing to get me to the opening evening gathering just in time in an unrushed way. I declared at the end of the day that time had been prosperous, and never did I feel like a race against time. A great experiment. And it became apparent to me that time prosperity is a mindset opportunity. We can step into time prosperity with intention, and it is a choice opportunity. We get to choose how we move through our days and the systems we set in place to allow for more prosperous time. We get to choose how we set up our businesses, how we serve our clients, the boundaries we put in place, and the tools we use to communicate with our clients and communities and teams. And if we get intentional with our time, we can create the gift of time prosperity. I invite you to give it a try. So let's look at the other side of the prosperity coin, wealth prosperity. When I rewind back to the days when I was seeing 5 one-on-one clients a day and the choices I made at the time to restructure how I serve my clients, I really learned how to build the right packaging and the right pricing. I learned to establish new ways to work with clients that were even more powerful than I ever could do in only one-on-one work that I had been doing. And with that came freedom in my business and exponential growth in my business year on year. Through times when many entrepreneurial businesses were struggling, I was serving my clients, I was growing my business in a sustainable way, and with that came the prosperous growth of my clients' businesses. That's really important to me. It wasn't just my prosperity, it was actually my clients' businesses as well. And the new business models in my business help my clients' businesses grow exponentially. Community served them in bigger ways than I could have ever done one-on-one. And with this comes the opportunity to invite more people into my business. The spiraling evolution of my business ignites the spiraling evolution of my clients' businesses. And this is the work we're all being called to do. This is where wealth prosperity comes in for both myself and my clients. And this makes my heart so happy. I've been reading Michael Singer's book, Living Untethered. I love this book so much and highly recommend it. He talks about the samskaras that we can fall into. Basically, these channels that our most prevalent thoughts create in our thinking. If we are always thinking that there isn't enough time, enough money, we only dig those channels more deeply and we perpetuate cycles that no longer serve us. These samskaras, these impressions etched in our brain's thought patterns, block the energy flow and limit how we experience life. I suppose it's no accident that both Michael Singer and Daniel Laporte's messages have guided me to tune into my heart lately. I feel it, and I believe that this is some of our most important work we can do. The way we free ourselves from those old patterns is to learn to slow down, to listen to our inner wisdom, to tune into our hearts frequently, to practice mindfulness and new ways of embodiment. This is the soul side of our work as entrepreneurs. It's an important pillar in our business. The way we free ourselves from the craziness that we can create in our businesses is to get smart with how we build our businesses. This means choosing the right business models, the right packaging, the right pricing, putting the foundations into place that allow us to scale from the very beginning of our businesses. It means choosing how we create more white space in our business for our big picture thinking and for creation. We are creators. Remember that we are creators and we can't create if we don't have white space. It means aligning with our vision on how we want to make a difference with our work and aligning to the clients we want to serve. This is the strategy side of our work, another pillar in our business. So when I talk about soul and strategy, we are dancing on both sides of our own evolution. It's beautiful, it's magical, and expansive. And I recommend not doing this work alone, but rather being in community that helps us blossom and grow and break out of the old patterns that can keep us stuck. When we work with soul, strategy, and community, our full potential is unleashed because we have space in our lives to create and a circle of support we can take flight with. This is what we do in both my Soul Plus Strategy Mastermind and my Scale, Grow, and Impact Platinum Mastermind. If 2023 is your year to blossom, let's chat. I'd love to help you spread your wings. Jump out to coachingwithcami.com and we can chat if one of my programs is right for you. We're enrolling the 2023 programs as we speak. Till next time, my friend, I invite you to slow down, to breathe, to listen, and hope to have you at my Soul Plus Strategy Planning Retreat on December 20th. I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you ready to raise up your voice, your visibility, and your business? I invite you to join the conversation in my Facebook group, Extraordinary Women Connect. This group brings together changemaker women entrepreneurs who want to elevate their business for impact. It is a place for powerful connections and collaborations. It is a place to be inspired, uplifted, and fired up for action. To learn more about my work that helps women entrepreneurs make heartfelt connections to mindful growth strategies, visit my website at camigelner.com. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.